Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Mike right now. Michael, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, gang.
What's up, Mike?
Awesome. So real quick, I want to say something about Dawson, but before that, the preseason, I think personally, they got to scrap the preseason the way it's currently constructed. I mean, it's also like robbery to have season ticket holders pay money for these games that aren't even games. It's like they could do something else. Like there's definitely, we're all definitely interested in how the team is developing in the preseason. Like they're probably going to get more, you know, interest from fans if they're just showing more of like an open practice.
Look, Mike,
like,
they reduced the cost of the preseason tickets a couple years ago, so that was a step in the right direction. But I think based on the product the other day, it is at the point where they probably should just be free tickets. And yeah, I don't say that casually because I'm a capitalist. Like, I get it. Free market economy, I get it. But, I mean, it is... I think, look, in the big picture, the Eagles have a great organization, do a lot right, but I think it's pretty bad to stick fans with any cost with what we saw Saturday from 1-4. That's how dreadful I thought the product was.
I agree. I mean, I think the only thing you could do, I mean, even if it's like $10, it's $15 too much. Like, it, you know, at the very least, announce, and again, I'm not holding Jeffrey to a higher standard here, but announce that every single dollar from preseason ticket sales and concessions is going to charity. Do something where
I don't think they could do that with the collective, like the whole way that's set up. I don't know if they're allowed to.
They might not be allowed to.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well,
what about flag football?
We don't agree that something's
I mean, why don't you go to flag football?
I mean, that'd be entertaining at least.
Honestly, that has become more and more popular.
How about they just open the link and say we're going to put Super Bowl 52 in the Jumbotron?
Dude, I would so be there. Something. I would be there in a second.
Like, really? I mean, do skills competition, something. Just change it.
You know,
that's
a good point. Like, why not just away games if the stadium's not being used? Like, open it up and whoever wants to go watch the game.
Well, they're
from
doing
the
that for the Brazil game.
Yeah, Brazil. Just like they're doing with Brazil. It seems like you could replicate that rather easily.
Yeah, but how many people are going to go? You can just pop it on your TV.
Probably tens of thousands. Like, because they want to make it tailgating. Like, let's go out and have a party while we watch it. I think it'd be fun.
I was sort of half-joking about the flag football. I'm serious. I mean, at least you see the athletes go run around and do something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Like the starters.
Mike, did you get anything out of that game?
I got 3 hours of peace by not watching it.
Yeah. All right, Mike, give me a big-time answer. What appeals to kids and adults?
We'll do, but really quick, Dawson. I think Dawson is an incredible pickup, and I think we're maybe putting a little bit too much stock in what B. Mitch said, and like, you know, let's not get a little too anxious and nervous about his time in Washington. Like, let's remember he was in Washington, and it almost for me reminds me of remember when Randy Moss was a Raider.
Oh, and we Mike. Over? Yeah, I do, but I. Mike, Randy Moss was bored in Oakland or L.A., wherever that was. He was bored.
Oakland.
He was bored. So obviously his performance wasn't as good. And Belichick knew that and pounced on it. I mean, this Dotson guy, man, was a rookie and a second-year dude. I mean, you can't be bored to start your career. I mean, he's got millions of dollars at stake. And the bottom line is the start of his career was underwhelming. Now, it doesn't mean he might not help the Eagles. But let's not act like the Eagles got some terrific wide receiver here. He's done very little in his career so far.
Let's hope he was humbled by his experience.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's hope it's like Nelson Agholor, who did nothing in his first 2 years and then became a really, pretty solid player.
Well, and this guy did more than Agholor did in his first 2 years.
He did do more.
Yeah,
he did.
He had like 108 receiving yards against the Eagles. I know their defense.
But he had like 500 for the year.
Yeah, but he still did
nothing.
More than Nelson Agholor. I don't think it's fair to compare him to Nelly.
I will agree he was better in the first 2 years than Agholor. Mike, give me an answer here. What appeals to kids and adults?
So one of my favorite foods, chicken tenders.
That might be a winner.
Chicken.
Sometimes you just got to go with the kids' menu.
Winner, chicken dinner.
What I'm talking about.
I do that.
He gets them. He gets the tenders.
I forgot it sometimes.
Yeah.
My kids are all over the
for
tenders.
For breakfast. Yeah.
And they're 25 now.
But he's 45.
And you know what you got to do?
46.
And double dip. not at the same time, but you got your barbecue and you got your honey mustard.
And your honey mustard.
You kind of go back and forth per bite.
Right.
And that's for breakfast.
I get it. Sometimes. All right, John, we were just talking about Dotson. He was a disappointment in Washington.
Yeah.
The Nolan Smith thing. I think there was only two players that played the other day that it was really notable that they played or how they played. One, obviously, Cooper DeJean, our first chance to see him. The other, Nolan Smith, playing as much as he did. First-round pick from last year. How big of a problem do you feel this Nolan Smith thing may be?
Well, that's a great...
Because he does not look good.
It doesn't feel like he's making an impact even against the third and fourth stringers, does it? Now, did he put the governor on? Like, was he out there trying not to be injured? I don't know.
I hope not.
I can't imagine.
No, if they didn't want him injured, they wouldn't have him out there.
I can't imagine. it's not good. I don't know how he's looking out at practice on the regular, but I have never seen anything that speaks to me, that stands out, that says, wow, there's some real potential here, some upside that we can hold on to. It's concerning.
Yeah, it really is. All right, a couple things here. So I have in front of me, and by the way, you can join the conversation at 215-592-9494. After that last preseason game over the weekend, Eagles, by the way, with no more practices until the cuts. Past years, they've had practices after the final game, final call for the players to try to make their case, but that ship has sailed this year. So whatever is going to go down is going to go down based on the past performances. And tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the Eagles need to set their 53-man roster. Now,
And Nolan Smith will make the team.
He'll make the team.
He's a first-round pick, but his performance has nothing to do with his being on the team.
That's right.
He was the first-round pick in 2023.
There was a player the Eagles cut, and I'm not saying it's at that point with Nolan Smith, but there was a player about 8 or 9 years ago they cut after 17 games. He was a second-round pick. Was it the safety? Was it the Temple safety, James?
Oh,
Jarrett?
Yeah. Jaquan Jarrett.
Jaquan Jarrett.
He actually had a decent career with the Jets.
He got 1 year and one game into year two.
Yep.
And he got cut as a second rounder, which is extremely fast.
Sure is.
All right, so
there had to be so much more going on behind the scenes. Like, his attitude must have been impossible for them to handle.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Total jerk, total, distraction.
I have in front of me Elliott's predictions for the roster and Jeff McClain's prediction. Now, let me just say this. They're very, very similar. Just to frame it for you, and obviously all these writers are putting out their predictions, but I just pulled these two. So just to give you an example, they both of them have 51 of the same players on a 53-man roster. So the only differences are actually just Elliott's got two guys on, and McClain's got two guys on that the other doesn't have. I mean, we're talking about Brett Toth. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Thomas Booker. We're talking about McCollum. Here's the most interesting one, Bradberry.
Mm-hmm.
So Elliott has Bradberry on the team. Jeff McClain has Bradberry off the team.
I think he's on the team. He'll be off the team next year. His contract is set up thusly.
The fact that they went this far with him tells me he will probably be on the team.
Yeah, like, what's the point at this point, right?
He will be on the team.
I mean, a final chance to trade him, James.
I guess that's it, but then he has to stay on the team for the final chance to trade him. Like, maybe they trade him before roster cutdown, I guess.
I guess they can still trade him. I mean, like, after he's on the team this season.
So we'll say. So you got that reality. I mean, otherwise, but here's the other, I think, most interesting thing, because I don't want to read all these players' names. I mean, you guys, it's not hard to figure out, who they would have on their rosters, and I don't want to read 53 names. But here's probably the most interesting name, not John, on both of them. Okay, Elliott and McClain now say, and this is after Elliott last week on the show thought this guy would make the team. He has changed his mind, and that is Paris Campbell.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Who up until about a week ago, most people thought was the third receiver. And now both Elliott and McClain have the Eagles keeping six receivers.
And he's not,
And he's not one of them.
Wow.
Because what both of them have is the Eagles keeping, obviously, the main two, A.J. and Devontae.
And Dotson.
Dotson is the three. Now I'm going to put Covey next because I think he's a lock because of his returning capabilities.
And Johnny Wilson for both, I'm sure.
Johnny Wilson and then the Ania Smith
guy.
They
kept Ania Smith over Paris Campbell. Wow.
Both of them say Ania
Smith.
That
could be the draft pick thing, even though he's a fifth-round pick. I mean, even then, it's rare a fifth-round pick gets cut before he,
And look, Paris Campbell didn't do anything. He didn't do anything the last couple weeks.
Wow.
Now, maybe they could pick him back up if they had to, but, you know, make
it. That's the thing, too, with the if they make it through the first round of waivers and then they can come back week two and their contract isn't guaranteed. There's a lot of gymnastics with that, too.
That's right.
Paris Campbell did not play well enough with the injury and everything else to differentiate himself from Aeneas Smith.
And
he's
Dotson
so much more expensive.
Was acquired.
Yes, of course. Jahan Dotson being here changes everything.
Yeah.
Campbell is, yeah, he's looking for a job.
Yeah, so look, I mean, if you want to react on what you saw this preseason, obviously 215-592-9494. We asked the question, is the defense good enough for the Eagles? Is it good enough? 215-592-9494. Coming up at 8:30, are you smarter than an 11th grader?
No, you are not. You are going down today. The camera.
So what kind of questions?
11th graders are smart.
So geography.
Like really smart.
Geography, science, math, English, history.
Okay. All right. I expected.
Math. We're going to be doing equations.
Got some math going. No, there won't be. I tried to avoid like live actual calculating. It's more just your
11th grade math is no joke.
Yeah, a little trigonometry. Oh, yeah. Good
when
luck.
When you get to the calculator, it has 100 bucks. I'm out.
Yeah, do you?
No.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
I had a math tutor for a reason.
I couldn't do it. 215-592-9494. Plus, something Spike Eskin said on Friday I thought was real interesting.
There's another thing, too.
What?
She said she eats crackers on her peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, we're back to that? I know Joe
crackers?
Does too.
Why not?
Why not?
Peanut butter.
Not jelly, though.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Why is jelly?
You do this too,
I have done it. Absolutely.
Yes, thank
I've never heard of this. It's tremendous.
So
wait, this is a thing?
Thank
have you,
you
heard of this?
And you can do sandwich or open face.
Yeah.
What the?
Open
no.
face.
What are you talking about?
I'm more of a sandwich person. I like to do like
open
a little mini.
You can go open face PB&J with a cracker.
Oh, my God. 215-592-9494. Plus, something Spike said on Friday about Rob Thompson. I want to get to that as well. On 94WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, you know, they got a little something different for you right now. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Obviously, a very unique and very cool opportunity. You bet $5, you get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket, whether you are a past user of FanDuel Sportsbook or not. That's awesome. So lock it all in and get that. Also, of course, you can just bet all the games, including tonight's game of the local baseball squad getting back at it. Future bets as it relates to pro football. The regular season to start next week. Obviously, that opening game on Thursday, then Philadelphia playing on Friday in Brazil. It's all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. To get in on any of this action, FanDuel.com/hammer.